This week's Torah reading is called Bamidbar, and it gives the beginning to the fourth book of the Torah, which is also called Bamidbar in the desert. That's what it means, Bamidbar. But the truth is that in English, Spanish, and so on, the name of the fourth book of the Torah is Numbers. Why Numbers? Because the truth is that throughout this whole book, which talks mainly about the travelings of the Jewish people through the desert, and all the stories that happen over there and so on, talks a lot about numbers. This parsha has a census, numbers of Jewish people. Next parsha, Parshas Nasoi, Parshas Pinchas also, all kinds of numbers that go throughout the Jewish people in the desert. That's why it's called the Book of Numbers. Now, there's a famous question regarding this particular thing. God sends Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, his brother, to count the Jewish people a number of times in the Book of Numbers. The question is, why? God knows everything. Why does he need somebody to count the Jewish people? What's the purpose? Now, there's a famous answer regarding this question written by one of our biggest sages of all times. He was called Rabbi Shaya Horowitz. He lived in Prague in Europe, and then he moved to Eretz Israel. He's buried in Tiberia. He wrote a book called Shnei Luchos Abris, the two tablets of the covenant. It's a very interesting book that mixes all kinds of knowledge and Kabbalah and the laws and so on, mysticism and so on. He brings this following answer. But in order to understand the answer, first we have to understand a very deep concept in halacha, in Jewish law. And the idea in Hebrew is called davar shebeminyan eino batel. A thing that is accounted, countable, is not nullified. What does that mean? Suppose we have, I'm trying to explain this, it's a very long thing, very short. So the idea is like this. Suppose we have something that you can have benefit from. Suppose you can eat it. And it gets mixed with something you cannot eat. You cannot have benefit from. The question is, now that they are mixed, the good thing and the bad thing, so to speak, can you actually take benefit of the whole mixture or not? Maybe you have to throw it away, or maybe you have to sell it to somebody else. You cannot consume it, and so on. So there's a concept called bitul. Bitul means nullification. Given certain conditions, what products actually got mixed, in which circumstances they got mixed, what happened exactly, and so on, given a certain amount of variables and factors and so on, we say that the bad thing, so to speak, the forbidden thing, got nullified within the allowed thing, and now you can have benefits from the whole mixture. And again, many, many, many details, and very complex and deep and so on. Let's go back. All of these nullification things function under conditions, but, for instance, in Hebrew, a davar shebeminyan, something that is sold in a unique, one-by-one unit, ain't a battle, does not get nullified. Why? Since it's an important thing in itself, therefore its importance is shown by the fact that it's sold by unit. And this means that when it got mixed, even one of those important things, even within thousands, it will not be considered nullified because of the importance of this particular thing. That's davar shebeminyan, something that is sold by unit, and a battle does not get nullified. This is the halachic concept. Now, the genius of Rabbi Shaya Horowitz, the author of the Shalom, is to take this halachic concept, this law, Jewish law concept that has nothing to do with lessons and teachings and so on, and apply it to the service of God. And apply it as an answer to our question. What was the question? The question was, if God knows everything, why does he send Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Jewish people? And the answer is, davar shebeminyan eino batel. A thing that is counted, it's sold by unit, etc., does not get nullified. God did not want the Jewish people to get nullified within the nations of the world when they were going to enter the land of Israel and so on. Therefore, God showed, so to speak, the importance of each one by counting them, by sending Moshe Rabbeinu to count them. So now you understand why God sent somebody to count, so each person could actually be conscious of the importance that they have, each one individually, and they would get nullified. Now, this concept does not apply only to the Jewish people in the desert 3,000 years ago and so on. Rather, this is a lesson for the whole world, for every single place, every single time. When a person follows the message of Judaism, for Jews 613 mitzvahs, commandments, and for non-Jews 7 commandments and all the ramifications, when a person has a fast, he's really tied to this one God with all the messages that he has for us, for each one of us, when a person has these values and feels that God chose this person, because actually you know these concepts, you know these ideas, that means that God showed you from thousands and thousands and millions of people that do not know this message, God chose you, therefore you are important to carry his message and to spread it out throughout the world. When a person feels the importance of being chosen by God, then even if he, she, whatever, lives in a place full of other kinds of values, other kinds of people that do not follow this message, it's not going to be nullified. Again, God is, quote unquote, choosing you, counting you, so you don't get nullified within all the majority of the people that don't know this message. And not only you don't get nullified, but you actually have the power, the strength, the importance that God shows you in order to be able to influence the place around you and the people around you. That's why God is showing us in this particular parsha, and in Parshas Nasa, and in Parshas Pinchas, and so on, many times, hey, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, it's because God chose you, it's because God is giving you a certain importance to live by his values expressed in the Torah. And then, don't worry, even if you live in a terrible place, you're not going to get nullified, and the other way around, you will end up influencing everything else around you.